guys. Welcome back to another Monday.
A beautiful, beautiful Monday. Back at it again.
Back at it again.
Okay. So actually, I just realized I stole that from another podcast.
Really?
That's what Alex Cooper always says. Uh-oh. He's like, back at it again for another Wednesday.
Oh, that's cute.
I don't know why that came to my mind.
Copycat. We're going to get sued.
What if she has it trademarked?
Probably not.
Definitely. I don't think you could have back at it again trademarked.
I don't listen to podcasts, not even my own.
I kind of have stopped listening to podcasts. I used to religiously listen to podcasts to and from work because I have like a 35-minute drive to work in the middle of the night. So it's like something to keep, like, wake up my brain.
Mm-hmm.
But
I used to listen to podcasts too. I just feel like silence has been like my vibe.
No, mine has been piano music now.
Aw.
I tried to play piano music and then Savannah wanted to listen to pressing ass music on the way here today.
Okay. So. And we listened to Nicki Minaj.
Then we got through the depression and then we went on to the hype music.
Yeah. That's how I like to start my music. Sad and then hype.
Okay, fair.
Okay.
It's better than hype than sad.
Yeah. Lay the music on, or lay the questions on me.
Okay, yeah. We are here for a part two of these really random fucking questions that are all over the place, but they're interesting, you know?
I'm ready.
Okay, what would your warning label say? I have an answer.
Okay.
It would say caution working.
Working always. Yeah.
It would say caution, work in progress.
Yeah.
Always. What is your guilty pleasure?
Hot Cheetos.
Snacks.
Snacks. Like I fucking just, love snacks.
Like just snacks.
Like snacks.
All the time.
I love snacks.
Like
I could live off of snacks.
She's so bad. Like we will get dinner and she will like eat
three bites,
but then 10 minutes later be like, Lance, can you get me 3 different bag of chips, some sour strips, and some cereal?
I love snacks. Like,
she is not a meal girly. She's a snack girly.
Always.
What emoji do you use most often?
The bow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You don't send the bow to me.
Well, we don't
text in emojis. Does your family practice any unusual traditions?
No.
I don't think so.
Pretty boring.
Yeah. Especially like your immediate family, definitely not. But then your family is like...
Just starting.
No. Your immediate family, like you, Lance, and Cyrus, you guys don't.
Yeah, we like do. They said unusual though.
Yeah.
No, and nothing then, unusual.
Yeah, but that's what I'm going to say. Like yours and like your parents and stuff like that.
Very
it's just
traditional.
Like all basic white family traditions.
Oh, do you do anything PJs? Unusual?
No.
So yours is basic white family tradition.
No, we don't even do that. We have nothing. Zip, zero.
Sorry.
Yeah. Could you imagine Jackie in a matching pajama set, putting us all in matching pajama sets over her dead fucking body? Would she do shit like that?
Yeah.
Or like organizing cute little games to play as a family. Like, sorry, no, that wasn't my childhood.
As a mother, it triggers me that you call your mom her first name.
I call her first name to other people. Of course I call her mom to. Okay. But like Jackie is like an enigma. You know what I mean? Like she's a character.
Yeah. Okay.
To all, everyone in my life. Like my mom is, I love her to death, but she is very unique. And so she's like a character, like in your favorite sitcom. Cause.
Yeah. She's a queen. Agreed.
So okay. No, the answer is no.
Do you want to know my word of the day?
What is that?
Pocurante.
Can I read that?
Pocurante.
Can I read that?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds, you're making it sound Spanish.
Pocurante. It is. Pocurante.
Oh. Wait, is it Spanish?
I don't know.
It looks Spanish. Indifferent or unconcerned?
That's pocurante.
Oh, you can't play the pronunciation from directly here. Pococrants. Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm trying to widen my vocabulary.
Slay.
Pococrante is a French I feel like loan that's... word coined by Enlightenment philosopher and author.
If it's French, then it probably...
Voltaire. Poco is little and crante is caring. So it's...
If it's French, I don't care much. If it's French, it's probably not pronounced like that. And it would be Voltier. Anyway.
Hang on.
Poco curanti.
Anyways, okay, moving on.
A genie grants you the ability to have an infinite amount of one item. What would it be?
Money.
Would you quit everything?
No. I'd still work.
I feel like you'd quit to become like a lifestyle blogger.
No.
Yeah, I guess not.
I love skin.
I know you do.
Anyways.
If I could have unlimited money.
I thought this was about me,
I would go off the grid.
Just kidding.
That's crazy. Clip that. Everyone put that on your story. Dox her.
I would still work.
I would see every square inch of this world.
Mm.
I would love that. What is the best Halloween costume you ever wore?
Pitbull. When I was Pitbull.
Okay. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you win? No. Oh, you weren't in the voting.
No, I wasn't in it.
Yeah, you had them vote on everyone
I had
else.
Everyone Because
you knew you won.
Yeah. Well, I had everyone vote and I gave the girls like, I think it was like a $300 Starbucks gift card if they won the best costume.
It's pretty slay.
I know. I'm a good boss. What can I say?
What is the most ridiculous thing you believed as a child? That you could eat toenails?
No. As a child, I believed...
It's in there somewhere.
I thought that I don't even know if I could say this.
No, Lord.
I thought that brown cows had chocolate milk out of their udders and like the white cows had
milk. Yeah, that I can see that.
Like, I thought brown cows made chocolate milk.
Yeah.
And then, like the white and black cows, the dairy cows, like, they gave white milk, but, like, the brown cows.
Yeah, brown cows, chocolate milk. Mm-hmm. That's logical. Okay. Yeah.
I just want to make sure I'm PC.
No, it definitely is. That makes sense. What is the most outrageous lie you told as a child?
Okay, well, this one doesn't really count because I didn't know. Okay, they said it's story telling time. And, like, you know, when I'd lie at home, my parents would be like, don't tell stories. You know, you're telling stories.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we'd call lying, is like you're telling a story. So when they said it's storytelling time, I thought, like, we could tell a story, like a made up story.
Yeah.
Like, all these kids are like, I one time went here and did this, but I told them that our cat jumped out of our car and got ran over by cars behind us. I was five. No, it was four. And it was actually the school Cyrus is going to go to. And all of these people would buy me, like, cards and stuffed animals. And then, like, one day, one of the moms went up to my mom and was like, we're so sorry about your cat. And my mom's like, we don't have a cat.
She's like, yeah, I know, not anymore.
So I think that was it. And I had to, like, write a letter and, like, read it to the whole class and be like, I'm sorry for lying. Even though I wasn't lying, I thought we were just telling stories and I made up a really fucked up, morbid story.
I was about
story.
To say, like, what a story.
Yeah.
How do you waste time most often?
I don't waste any time. I mean, I don't think I waste time. I think everything I do is valuable.
Yeah. What is the worst outfit you ever wore?
Probably my homecoming dress, 2018.
Describe it.
It was like all those like big fake gems, diamond things, you know, on the boob. And then it like cut and then it was like flowy on the bottom. It was just ugly. It was really ugly.
Okay. These are all things that, like, anybody listening to this would know.
So?
It's like, do you have a significant other? Do you have a kid? Like, like, we don't need to ask those. What is one story you love to tell but rarely get the chance to?
Why are there scratches all over my camera? Be dropping this. stories.
What story is your favorite to tell, but you rarely get the chance to?
I don't really have favorite stories.
Okay. That's fair.
I know it's boring, but I don't.
What movie do you wish you could watch again for the first time?
A Star is Born.
I haven't seen that.
So good. We'll watch it. Oh, but you're not sleeping over. Darn, we can't watch it.
What is your favorite song of all time?
All time? Ain't nothing gonna break my stride. Ain't nothing gonna slow me down. Oh no, I got to keep on moving.
What was the first concert you ever attended?
Justin Bieber.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
I don't know.
Who'd you go with?
I've gone three times.
To Justin Bieber?
Yeah, I mean, it was a thing, like a tradition. Every time he came into Dallas, me and my mom would go.
You went with your mom every time?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Thank you.
Was it like during his baby era?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. OG right here.
Oh, yeah. I was a believer.
What is the last TV show you binged?
This is Us, but it's hard to get through. And Jan, my therapist, told me to stop watching it while I'm not doing well mentally.
Is it like a hard show to watch?
Yeah. She's like, what have you been doing differently? What are you watching? What are you listening to? And I was like, well, I started This Is Us. She's like, stop it immediately. So I'm not allowed. Jan banned This Is Us.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
What movie could you quote by heart?
Probably Mean Girls.
I don't know if I've ever watched Mean Girls.
It's just so iconic. You've never seen Mean Girls?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God. Okay. We're watching that tonight. You are sleeping over.
I don't watch a lot of movies. What do you dislike that everyone else seems to like? It can be skincare related.
No. I feel like everyone really likes... like Love Island. I don't like Love Island.
Okay, yeah.
Or like Love is Blind. I don't fucking like that show.
Mm-hmm. But you like The Bachelor?
Not anymore, really. It's just so fake. I don't like shit like that anymore.
Remember when I used to tell you that reality TV is...
And reality TV sucks.
Yeah, it's so bad.
So bad.
You used to love it when you were pregnant and when you were like during that era.
Yeah, but there's nothing else really to watch at that time. I need a new phone, Tyler. My phone's like so scratched. Let me see your camera. No scratches, just smudges. Look at mine. Curly is cut up.
I treat my stuff with care. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Damn, bitch. Did your cat, like, maul the phone?
I drop my phone a lot. Do you not drop your phone?
Never.
Think it's going to affect my camera quality?
Maybe, yeah. For sure.
My photos have been looking quite dusty. I mean, this looks pretty clear. Okay, moving on.
Okay. What are you afraid of?
Heights, skydiving, narrow.
Would you do skydiving?
No.
Okay. What if I told you you had to go skydiving for me to go great white shark diving?
I would do it.
Okay. I wouldn't want to do either, so you don't have to worry about that predicament, but I was just saying. What are you most excited about right now? Oh, Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
If you could redesign your bedroom, what would you add?
I just redesigned it. So it's perfect. But I'd add a fireplace, but we're going to get one in the new home.
Oh, you'd add a fireplace. Yeah, for sure. It's like comfort. If you could speak to one deceased person for 30 seconds, who would it be?
30 seconds? It's not even worth it.
It's literally,
probably
hi, bye.
My grandpa.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
When did he pass away?
I was 7.
Oh, it's a long time ago. If you could travel to the past and change one event, would you? And if so, what would it be?
Yeah, it'd probably be when I called that one girl annoying, and then everything went downhill.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. So funny. What is the best advice you have ever received?
If you can't buy it 5 times, you can't afford it.
Who'd you hear that from?
My dad.
Slay. I knew that. What is the worst advice you had ever received?
Remember that one skincare scammy membership thing that was like, you can't afford mentoring, you should take out a loan.
Oh.
That would probably be it.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Bad advice all around from them.
Yeah.
It's a little deep.
What is that?
If you could change anything about the way your parents raised you, what would it be?
I think just more like consistency.
And understanding.
Yeah.
Is there something that you've dreamed of doing for a long time?
Shark diving with great whites.
Okay. And why haven't you done it?
It's far as fuck.
That's what it says on there.
So fucking far. If it was like in the United States, I would have done it 5 times.
If you knew that in 1 year you would die suddenly, would you change anything about the way you are living?
Oh yeah, I would stop working completely and be traveling everywhere. Yeah.
What area of your life would you like to most improve? I feel like this is turning into a therapy session.
I would like to give myself more grace and more self-love.
Yeah. If you could switch lives with any one person for 1 day, who would you choose?
Probably Kim Kardashian, and I would just like get all of her contacts of like everyone that works on all her brands and then write it in a notebook and then steal it.
You'd like take her phone, text your number with all the contacts and everything.
And I would make us, if I could like still have me, be like, I'd make us like her meet me and then become my best friend and then want to help me with my businesses.
Fair. Smart.
Yeah.
What is your definition of success?
When something goes wrong and you don't have to stress about paying for it. I think that's like when you, like I was watching a TikTok about this probably a year, 2 years ago, and it stuck with me. And I was like, the moment, you know, you're like have money and like you're in a good place is like, if my car broke down right now and I like, or my car just like blew up, I could go buy a new car.
Yeah.
You know, I could afford to do that. Or if a pipe burst in my home and I had to get a pipe fixed, like that wouldn't be a financial detriment to us. Like we could do it. You know, so I think like having money to take care of, like if
any situation,
I don't even
want to
put this out in the universe, but if someone got sick and we had to pay hospital bills, like we'd be okay.
Yeah.
Or if like one of the dogs needed like a surgery that was like, you know, $20,000, we could be able to pay for it, you know? So I think that is my definition of success.
How has your perspective of the world changed over time?
I think realizing that not everyone that is trying to be in your life is trying to be in your life for a good reason, and that, you know, you really can't just trust people off the bat, and being trusting, you know, you can't let your guard down.
Do you believe that people can change?
To an extent, I think to the core, you are who you are. But I think if you, you know, really are trying to do the work and change some subconscious things that you've been conditioned to through your childhood or the vast majority of your life, I think, you know, with hard work, you can. But do I think a lot of people do change? No. I think you can. I think there always is a possibility to do anything in life, but I don't think it happens much.
Do you believe in free will?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have gotten into a like 3-hour philosophical 2 a.m. conversation about this before.
With Sarah?
No, when I was in the National Youth Orchestra, we were staying in a hotel. It was like a group of 8 of us.
Do you believe in
and
free will?
And they all like went to Harvard. Like they're all like geniuses. So it got like very...
Do you believe in free will?
Well, it's complicated because... Basically, the argument against it is, this is so random, but that was a good question. The argument against it is that, yes, you have the ability. You basically, it's saying that you think you have the ability to make a decision, but you make your decisions based off of reasons, right? And those reasons would have always existed. Like, everything that has happened is because, like... Again, you
another event happened.
Yeah, and you decided to go solo because your job sucked and like all these things, like everything leads you to it. So it's like...
not really free will. You're kind of pushed to it.
Yeah. Like you think you're making the decision to do something, but you would have always made that decision.
That makes sense. So yeah. Like, I'm on both sides.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
They explained it a lot better than I can because they're really fucking smart people. But it was... I was sitting there and I was like... because I was like drunk and it was like 2 a.m. and they're talking about this shit.
I love that.
But yeah, that's a very deep conversation you can get into with someone. Do you believe in destiny?
Yeah, I do. I do think you're destined to do certain things. Yeah. I think if you live your, if you trust your intuition, I think destiny exists. I think some people that are so conditioned by the world and what they should do, they never find what they're supposed to do.
If you could relive one moment in your life, what would it be?
Cyrus being born.
You would take it in a little more?
Mm-hmm.
Because you were like...
drugged the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I read that wrong. I read it as... okay, it says, where do you think we go when we die?
Mm-hmm.
But I read it as, when do you think you will die? I was like, what the fuck? So yeah, where do you think we go when we die?
Heaven.
Think so?
Or hell.
I hope not. Oh. Hmm. I think we're at the end. I mean, there's like...
whip out like 2 more.
What area of your life would you like to most improve?
Mental health. Damn, someone's blowing me up. Hello. Oh, it's Cyrus's crib. No, they're not even in there. I don't know why it does that. It's like a ghost is in his room. It's always... oh, they are trying to make him nap.
Wait, I would be so scared if there was no one in there and it was getting triggered for emotional alerts. That's like, what's that movie? The Paranormal Activity movies?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's trying to escape.
Is he in a sleep sack?
Yeah.
Okay. He can't get his leg up in that.
No, it's the summer lightweight one. Okay. Anyways.
Describe yourself in 3 words.
Hardworking is one. Because there's an apostrophe or like a dash. Hardworking, creative, empathetic.
If given the opportunity, what book would you write?
A memoir.
If you won the lottery, what would you do first?
If I won the lottery, I would probably donate to a good charity, not a scammy charity. And then I would buy...
like, let's say you wanted, like, the $2 billion lottery.
Oh, I'd buy a home in Highland Park Village.
Highland Park is where you... not Hawaii.
No, because I would still live here.
Yeah.
And okay. Then I would put a lot into Cyrus's college fund and then have him go to one of the really preppy Highland Park schools.
St. Mark's.
Yeah.
What is your favorite cocktail?
I don't really like alcohol that much, but... I don't know. I don't really like it.
Interesting. Mine's an espresso martini. For sure.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Do you have any tattoos?
No. You would never put a bumper sticker on a Bentley. No, I'm just kidding. Apparently Kim got a tattoo.
Really?
I sound like a fucking Kim Kardashian
stan.
Yeah,
you really do.
I'm not, I promise.
She never talks about Kim Kardashian.
She's like so random.
Are you allergic to anything?
Fake bitches.
Are you allergic to fake jewelry?
Yes.
My mom is. Jackie.
Nickel. I'm allergic to nickel.
Nickel. What motivates you?
Being the best.
If you lived 500 years ago, what do you think your profession would be?
A stay-at-home mom. A gatherer. What do they call it? What are they? It's like a gatherer.
Hunter and gatherer.
I'd be a gatherer.
Yeah. You would not be a hunter. That's okay, for damn thanks. Sure. What do you hope? Well, this is. What do you hope? It says, what do you hope your coworkers say about you at your retirement party?
That I was hardworking and nice and inspirational.
Why did you pick
and a
this?
Good leader?
Why did you pick this profession?
Because I love it.
What career advice would you give your younger self?
Work hard. No one's going to work hard for you. You got to do the work. There's no easy way. Just through it, not around it.
A lot of these are funny because it's like, if you were to start your own business, what kind of company would you create?
Like, well, if I could do another
check,
one,
already
fragrance.
Done.
I would make fragrance. A fragrance company.
Yeah. What's your favorite way to spend the day off?
Rotting.
Yeah. Watching movies with Cyrus.
Mm-hmm. Just like snacking.
Getting to go.
Watching TV.
From media. Watching a movie.
Yeah. Going to my favorite restaurant. Watching a movie with my baby. Like a good old Disney movie. Eating some snacks. Yeah.
Hmm. Do you prefer group work or solo work?
Oh, solo. I hate group activities or work.
Always have.
Yeah.
Like, didn't like group projects.
No, I was like, I would literally just do it and be like, I'll write your name.
Yeah.
I don't want you to help me.
Do you work better in the morning or at night?
Morning. Nighttime, I'm done. I like cap out at like 5.
Yeah. Like, there are so many nights, you guys, where she's like, she wants to continue working, but she just cannot.
I get so tired.
Like right now it's nighttime for it's almost 2 p.m. right now and we're hitting that wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a meth head from like 8 to like 3.
Yeah.
And then I'm useless.
Do you prefer working remotely or in office?
In office.
It's nice to have the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Which rank these? Emails, texts, phone calls?
Text, phone calls, emails.
Texts are on top?
Mm-hmm.
Except with me.
Yeah, phone calls with you.
Okay. Be like, damn, I'll stop calling you.
No. I thought this was like a work question.
It may have been. I guess emails was in there. How do you show people that you love them?
I buy gifts.
Yeah, she is a gift giver. But thoughtful gifts. Like, you know she knows you well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in soulmates?
Yes.
What is the most spontaneous thing you've ever done?
I'm not very spontaneous.
She is a planner.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever done anything spontaneous like that.
That's crazy. Not a day in your life you've never done anything spontaneous. That's crazy.
Mm-mm.
I would have to think about mine. I mean, like, when I lived in Boston, I would wake up on, like, a Thursday morning at, like, 6:30 in the morning, and I would literally go straight to the airport and buy a ticket at the counter to go home.
Wow, that is spontaneous. Yeah, that wouldn't be me.
Like, I just, like, would wake up being like, I need to be at home right now. Like, I do not want to be here. And I would just fly back home. And my mom would be like, oh, hey. I'd be like, I would text her, like, I'm coming home right now.
Aww.
She loved it. So, definitely not the cheap. Being spontaneous is not cheap, though.
Yeah, that's
when you
true.
Go straight to the air. But she loved when I was home. What is one fact that very few people know about you?
I can make a fire with my two hands.
I want to see you do it one time. Would that be triggering for you?
No, it's fun.
I've never seen you do it.
At parties, I'd bring my shit in the back of my car. I'd tell like some frat boys, I'd be like $500. Not really. I'd be like $50. I can bust a fire. And they'd be like, no way. Like right here, right now. And I'd do it.
I love that you call it busting a fire. Because no one. Is that like the term for it? Is that the wilderness term for it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Should we call it? Bust a move. Bust a fire.
On bad days, do you like others to cheer you up or leave you alone?
Leave me the fuck alone.
True. Where is your happy place?
The bathtub.
Or the ocean. Beach. Yep. Beach or bathtub. Water.
Water.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We love you. I hope you learned more about me, and we'll see you next Monday.
Bye, guys.